My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join that team today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Thank you for follows if you are already. Jason Bishop is with us.
What's up? Good morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning to you. Eric Bickle also here today.
Hey, buddy. Eric-Bickle-3 on Venmo if you have any questions.
There is that Venmo.
You know the routine. So two observations this morning driving in. I don't know what's going on. There's a bunch of roads that were closed off. It was fine. I'm able to navigate it and get through it, but it almost looked like a finish line of like a race. There were all these fences, and then it looked like it, but I don't know if there's a, I don't know what's going on. Something's going on. There's a million cops.
Okay, where was this?
Independence Avenue, but not Independence Avenue.
Okay,
Cakes. I don't know all the roads.
I believe
understood.
I believe Netanyahu is coming to D.C.
They're blocking off some of the streets.
Where are you talking about? Down here?
He's not sure.
Listen, it's a couple miles from here, but it's like they had like a finish line that you would see like almost at a race. Mm-hmm. That's why it doesn't make sense to me, because it's the middle of the week. Makes no sense. But then there were like protective fences all the way down it. So I couldn't make sense of it, but somebody's got to know. Somebody's got to know, because there were a bunch of streets closed off.
Like, it sounds like the setup for either like a race or a parade route or
kind of
something
yes.
along those lines. I don't know.
It looked like a finish, but it was really fancy.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like they were just holding off the road for, you know, a dignitary.
Right.
Something was going on. There were like permanent fences up.
Okay. All right.
I don't get it.
Rock Creek Parkway has got a lot of closures. I don't know if that's where you're talking about.
It was around there. It's around Rock Creek Parkway.
Yeah.
I had to get off.
I'm not sure when he's coming, but I think he is coming. So I think that might be
he's already landed from what?
He's already here.
Landed.
I'm 99% sure he's already landed.
So maybe that's what the closures are?
Yeah.
No idea.
Can you explain like the almost like a finish line of a marathon or something? Like there's something's going on beyond just... there's something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a parade.
All right.
I don't know what the F it is.
A midweek parade. That sounds like a horrible idea in DC, even in the summer.
There's some sort of like...
A parade sounds like a terrible idea at any time. Any day of the week.
And then, you know, and then a cop just shuts off the road right over here. Like, that was like an emergency, like...
Yeah.
Where
there are a lot of cops. There was a lot of cops down here.
He just pulled into the intersection and shut it off right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, right there. And... So I had to go around there. So it was a bunch of U-turns and everything I had to do this morning. And then I turn the corner and I see a big fat rat scurry into the weeds.
That's almost a daily occurrence.
And then I go another block and another rat. And I'm wondering, did all the rain Did it mess up their mojo overnight? I heard there's an inch and a half here in D.C.
I don't know.
Did that displace the rats a
little
bit? I
don't know how they respond to rain.
I went one block and saw two rats.
I'm going to guess they're welcoming it because, I mean...
Something to drink?
They have to drink, like, rainwater.
But maybe it's displacing them in the sewer with all of the water flowing through.
Could be the case. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they just, like, they just come out whenever they want. They're foraging for food. Then they scurry back to their holes or the sewers or whatever it is.
They're fairly large rats.
They're
sizable.
Are big. I think you don't see it as much because you're in the garage, but every day on the walk from the Homewood over here,
yeah,
you see about three rats pop out in front of your feet.
Yeah.
I saw two.
Yeah.
Well, that'll wake you up. That's terrifying.
I saw two.
They're just scurrying around all over the place.
It's just gross.
You kind of get used to them.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
unfortunately, you do.
It's part of the landscape down here.
I wasn't scared by it. They're just gross. And, you know, they're fat.
They are. They're big fatties.
Yeah.
You know, and I see...
I mean, they're hanging around the trash cans.
Yeah, they're not on their workout hustle.
They're munching on everything.
And I see, you know, girls walking around, like, getting their workout in or, you know, getting back from a walk with the dog. And, you know, rats are scurrying in front of them. And I guess either they notice it or they just don't pay attention. I don't know. Like, that would be off-putting, I would think.
They're just
if you live down here.
But the thing is, they're not going to bother you. Now, they're gross to look at, and you worry about, like, them like carrying diseases.
They're just gross to look at. But I'm not afraid. I don't think they're going to attack me. They're just so off-putting.
As long as they're kept out of this building, that's all I care about. Like,
they have to be in the building somewhere.
I haven't seen one. Now, knock on wood, I haven't seen one running around the hallways here at Odyssey, D.C.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yet. I mean, I'm sure it could happen.
The only thing I could equate it to is when we got a lot of rain a couple of years ago, all of a sudden there was a snake in my bushes. And somebody explained to me, that all the water kind of displaced the snakes.
Mm.
And they, you know.
Got them moving.
Mm-hmm.
They got them moving around a little bit. Of course, then we had to call the neighbor to get the snake out because I'm not a man.
Right. I mean, how are you going to chase a snake out of your yard?
I'm terrified of snakes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stay away.
Top five fear. Top five
is snakes.
Oh, yeah. Top five.
But heights are definitely in there, too.
Oh, the rats, I see a rat pretty much every morning, like Drab is
saying.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Walking from the Homewood down the block and a half, down to the entrance.
They must have a million of them, because that's the exact block that I saw them. I had to go around.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're always hanging around the trash cans.
I'm surprised the rats aren't following you more after you just go grab, like, your Nutri-Grain bars or your muffins from the Homewood and stuff them in your bag.
I didn't this morning.
What was wild is I heard as I was driving in that they got an inch and a half here in D.C., maybe at Reagan, but then at Dulles, they only got a tenth of an inch.
Yeah, it didn't rain much last night at my house. I mean, it could have overnight, but
like,
I didn't,
during the day,
I didn't
it didn't rain any? Because we got periodic, just like... Pouring showers.
Just spit a little bit. Nothing crazy.
We got no lightning, but just periodic, just, you know, like hard rains for 5 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah. You know.
Need it. Need the water. Drought-like conditions.
I don't get sized.
Oh, I love it.
I know you don't, but I mean.
If it's going to rain, I'd rather it rain at night when we're all sleeping.
Right.
And then we wake up and it's silly.
Mm, got it.
I think storms are coming tonight overnight.
More storms.
Yeah. So you might have some overnight.
I'm telling you.
Well, maybe, you know, 8 to midnight, somewhere in there.
Right. Right. Well, I know yesterday I had some severe brain fog going around because I couldn't figure out if it was Tuesday or Monday. I kept getting confused. I don't know why.
How did unfortunately, you jolt yourself into
unfortunately, it was Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday. I don't know why, but it's just been so much going on in these last couple of weeks. And, you know, I actually thought my vacation was in 2 weeks. My vacation is this week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. You know, my head's spinning.
Our dreary pal Morrissey, you know what he likes to say?
Every day's like Sunday.
Every day's like Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, that song's very depressing.
Yeah, because Sundays aren't great days.
They're not, well, NFL Sundays are great days.
NFL Sundays.
And we're not that far away from them because
they report, the veterans are there today.
Training camp starts today.
Yeah. Right. Cakes and I was talking to Dan Quinn yesterday.
Yes, you were.
Last night.
You guys got to tell me about
that. He was holding court with Dan Quinn.
And I said, can you believe the season basically starts tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, man. He
shook his head.
I said, did you go anywhere for the holidays or for the summer? He goes, yeah, I went to Hawaii.
Nice.
For, I don't know, for 2 weeks.
Nice spot.
And then he said, but got back, start grinding.
Right.
Grinding.
Get on that grind, Coach Quinn.
And those vets are there today.
Yep.
You know, I got
camp starts.
I guess I did get the same email invite because I saw it yesterday, and they reiterated that everything was off the record. So you're not going to give away any, divulge any secrets.
No, there are no secrets to divulge.
There was one thing that we talked about that I won't go on a record
with. Oh, really?
Yeah, but... Yeah, it was nothing.
I did see him huddling with Coach Quinn near the bar before we headed into like the side room. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking.
There was huddling and talking.
Probably
hushed talking.
You asked him where he's living. Did you get a house yet? Did you buy?
No, I think it was more nerdy football. It had to be a nerdy football question.
It was football stuff.
Yeah, it had to be.
I'm a Chicago
but I did, but
right
I did
now.
Talk we did talk about where they live. Right. And Adam Peters came in. We talked to Adam Peters.
He did come in late.
Yep. And so they're very happy. They love the area. Very cool. Those two guys are chill, man. They're cool.
Were there
cool
a
dudes.
Bunch of guys there? So it was like a little media thing.
It was a big turnout.
Little schmooze.
Yeah, I would say about
50 people, maybe.
Yeah, close to that.
And did you feel awkward?
I mean, it was.
Did you feel awkward just because we don't know a lot of people?
Not really.
No.
I mean, it was.
No, I mean, we saw a lot of people from the media we know.
It was good to like actually see some people in person that I'd never seen in person before, like Nikki Jabala. Got to meet her.
Yeah.
You know, reconnected with Rick Snyder. Hadn't seen him in person in probably, I don't know, 10 years.
Rick's got a great book out about presidential pours.
He does,
about all of the president's favorite cocktails.
Correct.
John Keim was there. Talked to him for a little bit. Scott Abraham. Mm-hmm. David Aldridge was there.
B. Mitch and Finley there.
B. Mitch was there. Yes. Talking about how he rides his bike 100 miles a day.
Right.
But, yeah, Quinn and... And the Commanders PR guys are awesome.
Yeah, they're great. The Rooster was there. I was hanging out with him for a bit.
It's a new era. I'm just not used to this open-armed sort of thing from Redskins Park.
They're very accommodating. Couldn't have been nicer.
People that don't know, we've always been sort of... So we've been doing this almost 30 years.
Yeah.
We've basically been outsiders short of the 4 or 5 years that we had the rights to it back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dan basically considered us the enemy,
mm-hmm.
which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the opera. What is the modus operandi?
Yeah, whatever. The modus operandi. That works.
Yeah, the MO of the organization was, all right, we'll work with the team that has our rights, or the radio team that has our rights, but the other radio stations,
we're
basically going to give them nothing.
Yeah.
And I think they also, it didn't help that when they struggled, we would be honest and critical. And I don't think, obviously, they didn't like that. So for them to like invite us to a happy hour to hang out and just say hello and treat us like
that
humans.
That would have never happened before.
They treat us like humans.
No,
it's just not a thing.
It was cool.
No, it would never happen.
It was a good hangout.
It was a good hangout. And we were at a nice restaurant over there in Ashburn, a little side room. They had hors d'oeuvres, open bar.
Yeah.
And the PR guys said, you know, this would have never happened like this before.
Right.
But under this regime, it's just more chill.
Are they still there? Are they holdovers from the previous regime?
Yeah.
It was funny. I was hanging out with Rick Snyder. We were about, I don't know, 15 to 20 feet back from like the entrance into the side room. And we looked over and we saw a dude in a white hat and like a white top or a white golf shirt. And Rick Snyder's like, I think that's Cliff Kingsbury. And I turned around and I squinted from where I was. And I was like, I'm not sure if that's Kingsbury. And then we decided that it was... Ultimately,
Adam Peters. Kingsbury did not show up.
I didn't have my glasses on, and from that distance, at first I had to like really drill down. Like, I don't think that's Kingsbury. Yeah. Kind of looks like Adam Peters. Then we eventually figured it out.
It was.
Right. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Very
open bar,
cool.
Whatever cocktails you wanted.
Yeah.
Had two IPAs.
Okay. Had a margarita and an IPA, and I had to cut myself off and guzzle Diet Cokes.
If I have two margaritas, I'm feeling
good.
Well,
that's why I only had one margarita.
Yeah, two margaritas is enough for me.
And then I pumped the brakes with the beer. And
two margaritas and I'm Ubering.
Then I had to cut myself off.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to be
responsible. There were some guys getting a little bit tokey-dokey, though.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. There were.
I didn't really notice that, but I mean, if you could notice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep the names off the record.
You know what? They did say not to divulge any sensitive info on the email.
Was Dan Quinn wearing his hat backwards?
He was not.
He didn't wear a hat.
Oh, he was hatless.
Hatless, yeah.
Wow.
He walked in just like
Peters had the hat on.
Like,
he was just owning it.
Yeah. He owns it. Yeah. He owns the baldness.
Right.
And or rocks the backwards
hat. Now that
hat.
I've, you know, met these guys and then, you know, we've had those guys on the show. Not Adam, but
oh, yeah. You're rooting. Had,
now you're rooting. I think I'm more of a Commanders fan now.
you're being won over.
I think good. I'm more
That's
of a Commanders fan.
That's what they want. You're falling prey to the trick.
I am. I don't know why, but I am.
It was funny. I walked in and J.P. Finley saw me. He looked like he had seen a ghost because he expected to see that big tall donk there because he lives 5 minutes away. He wasn't expecting me to drive like an hour. Yeah. I was like, it's 4 to 6. It's you know, I can get home and still get to bed at a decent
time. How long
time.
Did it take you to get back?
Like an hour. Wasn't bad.
So it was hour there, hour back.
Yeah. Wasn't bad traffic on the way back. Mm-hmm. No hellish backup near Georgetown Pike.
You got lucky.
Or the AL Bridge.
So really, you didn't have any backup to get on to 495?
I was stunned by it.
On the toll road? No backup.
Thought I was living in a bizarro world alternate
universe.
You are.
You're living in summer. That's a summer thing.
That might
thing.
Be it. I had like a 2-minute backup, like, right near Tyson's to get on the Beltway, but then once I got on, gone.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Just like a real, like.
But like on the exit ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 minutes. But okay. I'll take 2 minutes.
2 minutes is nothing.
2 minutes is
because I've been there for 40 minutes.
Oh,
just right there.
No, not 40 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Man, that's good.
I was living a charmed life yesterday.
Did you eat at DC Prime?
I had a few small bites.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything.
What are you, watching your figure?
No, I just.
It was just, you know what? It was too many people talking to everybody.
Yeah, it's like
it was,
I was schmoozing, EB.
It was kind of hectic.
Schmooze and eat at the same time.
I'm glad you guys did that. I'm glad you took that
There's
bullet.
No chance you would have done
all
that.
All we are ambassadors for the show.
I want to do things, but that's a lot of social
Well,
stuff.
Plus it's like a two-hour round
it's
trip.
It's all social. Yeah. It's social from the second you walk in to the second you walk out.
Yeah, I'm just not that social. I'm social.
Understood.
I pick my spots.
Understood.
Yeah.
I pick my spots too. And last night was one of the few
But you would have been fine because you would have known, you know, a handful of the media members. And right. Yeah, you would have been.
I would have sat there and just talked to B. Mitch.
You would have talked to B. Mitch and Finley and probably Rick.
The people you already knew. For the most part.
Yeah, I'm not interested in new people.
No, you don't need to expand your
circle.
There's
not literally one person that I want
to
meet.
You need to tighten your circle at this point in your life.
Yeah.
You bring that circle more inward.
You couldn't.
Instead of expanding
There literally isn't a person in the media that I care to meet.
That you haven't met already.
Correct.
Yeah. Saw Scott Abraham last night.
Saw
Chick Hernandez. Talked to him for a bit last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yep.
All right.
Good time. You know, rub some elbows.
Good.
But the season starts today.
Today.
This is when the vets start.
I mean, camp starts today.
Vets are going to be in. This is when you keep your head.
Did you ask about Jamin?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
No,
I would have asked about Jamin.
I did
I'm
not.
I'm going to guess. I don't know what he talked to Quinn about, but I'm guessing it wasn't about Jamin Davis.
No, Jamin Davis did not come up.
I honestly would have said, if that's one thing I do care about. It's kind of like my big thing besides Jamin.
I forgot. You should have texted me and reminded me. I forgot to ask him about that.
Are you guys really planning to unleash?
We don't know. And if we did know, we couldn't divulge it, EB.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of secrets
it was all
here.
Off the record.
All
last
we have are secrets. Right. So we can't tell.
I mean, Peters basically gave me his address, but it's off the record.
He's a nice guy.
He is a good dude.
All right, coming up on the show a bit later, we've got Mike DeCourcy, longtime hoops writer for The Sporting News. He's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. At 7:45, we'll play a game to give away HF Festival and Limp Bizkit tickets. It's all coming up right here on The Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.